time anyone has loved me.
Good morning, everyone. We're listening to Natalie Cole, who unfortunately has passed away at age 65, and she was Nat King Cole's daughter, and unfortunately, this Grammy Award-winning soul, she had many different health issues, and so Nat King Cole is, Natalie Cole is joined by her dad again in heaven, unfortunately. We lost a couple of great people over the last few days, and Natalie Cole, of course, is the biggest Grammy-winning singer, and Meadowlark Lemon, legendary Harlem Globetrotter, died at age 83. Do you remember? And I have Mike Catanzaro. Hi, Mike. How are you? Good morning.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Out and About with Elaine.
Yeah, so I was telling Mike about the Harlem Globetrotter, the most popular one, Meadowlark Lemon, who had passed away. And I actually had a run-in with him in the 90s. He was actually at Emerald Square Mall signing autographs when I was there doing my health program with one of the DARE officers, Danny Coyle. We had a DARE event at Emerald Square Mall with a bunch of kids that graduated. We brought them up to Emerald Square Mall, and they got a chance to meet some of the Harlem Globetrotters. I actually had a really good conversation with him. We talked for about a half hour, which was unusual.
Wow.
But he was just really so focused in what we were doing there and about children and encouraging them into getting into sports. And he grew up very, very poor. And he said that he really wanted to get into basketball when he seen a news clip about the Harlem Globetrotters. And he was very poor, and I was reading some of the things that he did. I mean, he practiced every day, and he made a wire coat hanger nailed to a tree behind a neighbor's house and used burlap bagged as a hoop. And he kept practicing and practicing and practicing. Wow. Isn't that amazing?
That is cool.
Yeah.
You know, that's cool how you just find different ordinary things in your house and make them into something that you can use for something else.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he was very determined. It inspired him, and he became one of the best. And, yeah, he was and he was so personable, too. You know, sometimes you meet celebrities like that, and they just are aloof when they are off screen, you know, or off site, I should say, after the audience leaves or something, people, you can't talk to them. But he was just so great, you know, like he stayed and he was talking to us, and his handlers were saying, we got to get back on the bus, we got a show to do at the Dunk Center. So, yeah, it
was
pretty cool.
How old was he?
Pardon me?
How old was he?
Back then? Well,
no, I mean when he passed away.
83.
Wow.
Yeah, 83. So, I mean, he lived a great life, and he did, you know, a lot of us work to work, but he really truly loved what he did, you know, and that's so rare when you can find a profession, excuse me, that you love. And he said there wasn't a time or a day or a city that he went to that he didn't enjoy meeting the fans. He said, because I come from humble beginnings, and I'll never forget that. And I might inspire another child to get into this too, basketball or whatever, but he was very concerned about kids and making sure that they were on the right path. And I know he was talking to Danny Coyle, the DARE officer from North Attleboro, about that too, and giving him great praise about reaching out to children, and because children are our future. And so, yeah, he was pretty cool. Really, it was a great memory and a great man. And so that's our second person. I know that there are superstitions that people die in threes, and we do have a third one. I don't know if you know this or if you ever watch MASH, but Wayne Rogers was Trapper John. He was like the original before BJ came on, that played up against Alan Alden. So, but he was in his 80s too, but he died of complications of pneumonia, unfortunately. So there's three great people, stars shining bright in heaven right now, and yeah, it's just really sad. Very sad to start the new year. We are going to talk a little bit about traditions and New Year's resolutions in a little bit, and the daily number in a second. And Jim Corbin, who was going to be in studio, said to me that he's going to call in at 7:35 instead. So it's always a pleasure to either talk to him in person or on the phone, but he'll give us a weather update. And I think we're in for a bit of a a cool breeze. I mean, we got up, my temperature in the car was like 29 degrees. And so I guess winter is finally here. And I wouldn't be a bit surprised if there's snow in the forecast. So we'll see what happens.
What's that word? I don't want to hear that word.
Well, we've been very fortunate. I mean, the whole month of December, I mean, I think there was just a little dusting. And we were very, very fortunate. And Christmas came and went, and New Year's came and went. A lot of people decided to stay in this year because of just the hustle and bustle out there. And who wants to deal with so many people that are drinking and driving, which you really shouldn't. But, you know, I mean, I was curious to find out about certain things. And as we greet 2016 and singing at midnight, if you're like most people, you probably don't even, you know, you're not really even sure about that song "Auld Lang Syne." And I said, "What in the world does it mean?" So I went up online and I thought, "Well, what does Auld Lang Syne mean?" And it was originally a Scottish poem that was later set to music, and the phrase "Auld Lang Syne" translates to, actually, I'll cut it back, and it says to times gone by. So you're singing about you know, like things going by. Like, in case you'd like to sing the complete song, they have the full lyrics right here that was translated from Scottish to English. Mm. But it's very sad. It's very, very sad. And I was looking at that because it's a lot of regret and friendships gone. And it's like, oh my God. And I'm so positive. And it's like, I don't want to read this. This is just really sad. But I guess it's like time's gone by, reflecting, you know. And but I would say if you're singing this at New Year's, you want to move forward into the new year with new things and new ideas and new strategies and new resolutions. And I haven't made any yet this year. Have you made a resolution yet?
All I keep saying, I haven't really made a resolution, but all I keep feeling in my being is that this year is going to be a whole lot better than next year.
Yes, I feel that too. I figure this is the year, 2016, that it's going to be the best year ever. I feel that too. There's a lot of good things in my life that are coming up that I can't wait, and I'm planning a vacation that is extraordinary, and a bucket list trip, I call it, to France. So I'm really excited about that. I can't wait, and I've been talking to several travel agents, and also my friend Sarah, who's accompanying me, and it's exciting to plan ahead and look forward to doing something.
That'd be pretty cool if you broadcast right from France.
Well, you know, I thought about that, Michael. I did think about that. And I am going to be going over a Saturday. So I'm leaving Sunday and coming back the following Tuesday. We'll have to talk about that because there is a time difference.
Well, you know, it's funny. I do radio shows. I have done international radio shows. And I'm not sure how cell phones would work over there because you have an American plan. But if you have Skype, you pretty much can broadcast from anywhere around the world, and it's free. And you sound like you're right here.
Really? Well, yeah. I have FaceTime. Does that count?
I don't know. We could try it.
We could try it.
But I think FaceTime is an Apple application.
Right.
And I don't know if it'll work with some of the HP computers here, but we would have to test it out first before we... But if we could do it,
that would be
awesome because you could say, you know, I'm under the Eiffel Tower.
No, yeah. I'm not going to Paris. I'm staying out of there. No.
Where are you
going? I'm going a little bit southwest. It's the Provence region where they have like those beautiful lavender fields, wineries.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you can get
some
lavender soap.
Oh, please. That's where they make most of it, I guess. They probably... No, there's a perfume factory I want to see. And
perfume?
Yes, there is a... And it's a whole process. It's like they show you how perfume is made there and some of the different things that you can do. I thought you could make your own scent, but you can't there. They just show you around, and then they have a store, a gift store, of course. But I'm there for the excitement of being there and also to capture that little village and where the lavender fields are. And I just can't wait. I'm just really excited about it. Now, the only thing that could stop us actually is a terror attack in Nice or Monte Carlo or someplace like that. But, excuse me, I've been talking to travel agents and so far they remain optimistic. Like, and we're going in July, so all is good and going forward. So it's all good. So my resolution is not to be to be fearless and not fearful and just take a chance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yes. So
You know what I was thinking, Elaine? There used to be a store around here where you could go. I forget what mall it was in. I don't even know if it's still around. Where you can make your own perfume.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not there anymore. I know.
You know the one I'm talking about?
Yes, I do. Oh, my God, yes. Yeah, and there's a perfume junkie now in North Attleboro where you can go and make your own soaps and lotions. That is still there on Kelly Boulevard. Oh. And it's great. It's really very, very nice. Yes. Well, listen, I'm going to get to the lottery numbers, and I guess we are up against a break.
Uh-oh.
But anyway, here we go. Good luck in the new year, and if you play the lottery, here are your numbers. The Mass Daily number is 9877. Rhode Island Daily is 7720. Mass Cash, 14, 29, 30. I'll read it again, 33 and 35. Mass Cash number is 14, 29, 30, 33, 35. The Mega Millions, I don't know anybody who's won this. God bless you. It's 7. 18, 37, 38, 39, Mega Ball is 9, Mega Plier is 5. Have you ever played Keno?
I have not, no.
I tried it.
I know people that have, though.
Yeah, I've tried it twice already, and waiting for food from a Chinese restaurant. And I played three games, and I just picked four numbers. And the three games, the numbers, none of them came up, but the fifth game, all my numbers came up, but I didn't play it because I only played three. I only played $3. That's it. It's like, wow. I work hard for my money.
So, yeah.
So I didn't hit it, but I wondered if anybody was good luck enough to win Keno or how that works.
I don't usually play the lottery myself. I mean, maybe once in a blue moon, you know, I might just put a dollar on a ticket, you know, but meh. You know, I never have won any of that stuff. I know people, they spend their whole entire paychecks on scratch tickets and lottery numbers and all that in the hopes of winning, but I couldn't do that.
No, I work hard for my money. We're going to, we will chat a little bit, then I'm going to come back on break, and we're going to talk about the 10 wonderful New Year's resolutions, and I bet you have said this to yourself also, because it's quite honest. It's really fun, and we're getting into New Year's resolutions. And also, too, I wanted to talk to you about the Good Neighbor Energy Fund. That's going to start opening up on Monday. So if you are in need of fuel assistance, that's going to start, and we'll give you the numbers in just a little bit. But this is Saturday morning, and it's 2016, a whole brand new year. And we can't wait to chat with you further. Our number here is 508-222-1320. I promise I will wake up. The coffee is kicking in. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine. We'll be right back after these messages.
The Pawtucket Winter Farmers Market will take place on Saturdays from 9 till 1 p.m. starting November 7th, right straight through May 14th, 2016 at Hope Artist Village, located on Hope Street in Pawtucket. Come light, snow, or shine, the Wintertime Farmers Market will be open. For more information, visit the web at hopeartistvillage.com or simply call 401-312-3850. The year-round farmers market, located at Attleboro Farms on Hickory Road in North Attleboro, has nestled inside for the winter season. Local producers and artisans will be available on Sundays from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. with everything from fresh produce, eggs, baked goods, honey, and so much more. I dare say you can pick up those fresh carrots for Sunday dinner and still be home in plenty of time to watch the Patriots play. What could be better than that, I ask you? For more information, call 508-695-7200. Buy fresh, buy local. New Hope will present the 8th Annual Moonlit Wine, Beer, and Food Tasting at Briggs Garden and Home, located on Kelly Boulevard in North Attleboro, on Saturday, January 30th at 7 o'clock p.m. This elegant evening will be staged on a starlit terrace. There'll be a variety of wines, craft beer, and fine foods. However, tickets for this event must be purchased in advance. For more information, visit the web at www.new-hope.org.
On Monday, January 4th at 6:30 p.m., the Attleboro Public Library Biography Group will hold their next meeting. The book group will be discussing Sally Ride, America's First Woman in Space by Lynn Scherr. New participants are welcome to come and join the discussion. Please register at www.attleborolibrary.org/register or call the library at 508-222-0157.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to Natalie Cole, who passed away at age 65. We are saddened to hear that. Also, Meadowlark Lemon from the Harlem Globetrotters had passed away, and also to Wayne Rogers, who played Trapper John on MASH, passed away. We lost three great people in a few days ago. We're getting back to New Year's resolutions, and I'd like to thank Mike Catanzaro for being here with me this morning in 2016. Good morning, and we are talking about 10 New Year's resolutions, and here are your 10 resolutions. Number one, lose weight. Number two, I swear I'm going to get organized. Number three, spend less and save more. Enjoy life to the fullest is number four. Number five is stay fit and healthy. Number six, learn something new. That's pretty cool. Number seven, of course, is quit smoking. Number eight, help others. Number nine, fall in love. Isn't that cool? And number 10, spend more time with family. So I'd say like the top three things are losing weight, get organized, and quit smoking. I think those are the three main ones. Michael, do we have a caller?
Yes.
All right. Bring him up.
We do have a caller.
All right. Good morning.
Well, good morning. And yes, I will get a hold of you this week, I promise.
All right, good. Well, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Wonderful, wonderful. So how are you, Bruce?
I'm my normal, great, glorious, tremendous self.
Awesome.
If you don't believe me, ask me, I'll tell you.
Well, that is great to hear, my friend. That is great to hear. Yeah, I said
that to Mike a minute ago, and then the line went dead, and I said, what's this? I'm not talking to Healy.
No, we are a kinder, gentler folk here. So listen, have you made any New Year's resolutions, Bruce?
Oh, yes, but I can't say them here.
You can't say them here. Okay. How about giving me one little one that you can say on the radio that we don't lose our license here?
To be more successful in 2016.
Very good. All right, great. Yeah, you got to stay motivated, my friend, to do that.
I'm interested. When did Natalie Cole pass away?
Thursday.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
I did some work for her mother.
Did you?
Well, they have a. They have a place out in Cheringham, Mass.
Okay.
And they used to own a restaurant in Lee, Mass, called the Morgan House.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to, I used to cane chairs. And it was then and still is hard to find anyone who knows how to do it.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Well, you're fortunate in that one of us in this conversation knows. Anyway, I caned a chair for them, and it was a problem child.
Yeah, that's not easy, is it? You have to soak the wood, don't you, to bend it or something?
No, cane is a reed. mm-hmm. and you have to work in water. You know, you have to soak it in water.
Mm-hmm.
If you are predisposed to arthritis, it can be very tough on your hands. If you're not, when you start, you will be when you're done.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. How long ago was that, Bruce?
In the 70s.
Mm-hmm. Is the restaurant still there? Is the restaurant still there, do you know?
Restaurant is.
Right.
I don't know if they still own it.
So. Right, right. Wow, that's interesting.
I was doing... I did a lot of work for the Red Lion Inn in Stockbridge.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of these owner-to-owner type things, you know. They came, Fitzpatrick's people, said, oh, Bruce knows I can do this. Well, it's nice that they committed me without checking. without checking first. But anyway... So it was a nightmare, and but anyway.
But you did it.
I wish everybody a happy New Year, and I'm losing my voice.
All right, kid. Well, why don't you do this? Take it easy, drink some warm tea, and call me this week, and we'll get you back on the show.
And within the hour, I intend to head into the center of North Attleboro.
Well, if you do that, all right, listen, if you get there
at
9:30...
And I'm going to stop and have breakfast at our favorite place.
All right, well, listen, I got to go up there anyway after the show, too, because I have to have a dress hemmed at the tailor, and then I'm going over to I'm going to that restaurant, too, so if you're there at 9:30, I'll probably see you.
It'll be a few minutes after 9:30.
Oh, all right. Well, I'll try.
Not much. I'll be there by 10 o'clock.
Okay. All right. Well, I've got a full schedule today, too. I'm babysitting the grandkittens at 11, but I'll try to stay there as long as I can. And if I miss you, call me, okay? And we'll get
all
you
right.
on the show again. Happy New Year, though. I do want to wish you a very wonderful Happy New Year to you and your family.
All right. You too.
Thank you. Take good care, Bruce. All right. That's my breakfast buddy up here in North Attleboro. We tend to just miss each other at the restaurant. I'm a little bit earlier because our show ends at 8 o'clock, and then we head on up there. But anyway, if I ask you, Michael, people mm-hmm. make resolutions, you know, percentage, if you're in your 20s, like what percentage do you think would, you know, what would be your success rate if you're in your 20s? Make a resolution, 4 months out, who's still doing it? What's the percentage?
I don't know. I would say 5.
Actually, it's 39%. But really? if you're 50 and older, the percentage goes way down.
Really?
Yeah, to 14%.
Yeah, I don't think I think people's New Year's resolutions usually last like a couple of months, if that. I don't know.
It is really bad. The length of a resolution, okay, maintaining it through the first week, 75% of us go, yeah, we're doing it. Past the 2 weeks, 71%. Past 1 month, 64%. But past 6 months, 46%.
Let me guess, the most ones that are broken are anything that has to do with losing weight.
Yes,
exercising,
quit smoke. Yep.
all the stuff, all the bad habit type stuff.
Yeah, it all goes down. Yeah, self improvement, weight loss, quit smoking. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just really hard to maintain, I guess. But I mean, it is what it is. But you know, it's just you have to figure out. Okay, they say that there are 5 things that you can do. You know, like, and this is all about exercising. Like, you can rev up that can-do attitude, you know, make a commitment to it, they say. And they say a new year, keeping many new year resolutions, you know, getting fit without any success, you can try to do a 10-minute thing. So you psych yourself up and say, all right, instead of doing a 30-minute walk, I can do it for 10 minutes. So then, okay, you can do it for 10 minutes and then reward yourself. So the second thing is you need to stay motivated. You know, there's a lot of things that you can do, and you just picture yourself saying, okay, I'm benefiting from this, you know. Psych yourself up and say, okay, I can do this. So you have to self-talk yourself into these things. And then two, it's all about, you know, if you're exercising and you're kind of saying, well, I don't know if I want to exercise today. It said, your resolution to exercise in the morning, just place your sneakers next to your bed so you can see them as soon as you wake up. I'd rather have a cup of coffee when I first wake up rather than a pair of sneakers, I'll tell you. Anyway, and then it just says to keep getting motivated and stay focused, and then you'll be able to reach your goals. I mean, those are all great things to do, and people say, well, yeah, I can do this. I'm very motivated. You will succeed if you are very, very motivated. But if you're not and you just say, you know what, this year I think I will. There's a lot of commercials running, just so you know. Gym commercials. I mean, I was watching Ryan Seacrest's, you know, rocking New Year's Eve, and everybody had on a Planet Fitness hat, you know, which was good promo, I have to say. They did a lot of promotion. They gave out thousands of these things. And when you think about it, and there's over a million people in Times Square, the promotion of getting fit, and then they run their commercials and their specials of $10 to join and $10 a month. But I already jumped into that special. I already got it into. I only paid $99 for the whole year. And I've only been like 7 times, which this year I have to get back on that treadmill.
You're going to get your money's worth.
I do. I know I have to. Oh, boy, do I. And I always feel better. I do. I always feel better when I do it. So it's like I have to do it. I have to say, okay, great, I have to do this. But, you know, it's just crazy. But we've got a few more minutes. And, yeah, New Year's and New Year's resolutions. If you have one, like to share it. Some people just say, you know what, I haven't even thought about it. I think when you're younger, you kind of tend to say, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to be a better person. I'm going to save a lot of money. I'm going to, you know, get a new job. I'm going to quit smoking. I'm going to lose those 10 pounds, you know. And then as you get older, it's just like, okay, it's just another day. Or you don't even make it to New Year's because it's midnight, and by that time, you're probably already sleeping at 10 o'clock. So anyway, I figured I would keep it lighthearted, and some of the New Year's one-liners, I'm going to read some of these before we go out to break. So a New Year's resolution is something that goes in one year and out the other. My New Year's resolution is to be more optimistic by keeping my cup half full with either rum, vodka, or whiskey. A new year is only acceptable time to wear body glitter without being mistaken for a stripper. If you're born in September, it's pretty safe to assume that your parents started out the new year with a big bang. I'll remember 2015 like it was yesterday. Oh, my God. And many things can be preserved in alcohol. This New Year's Eve, dignity is not one of them. So basically it's saying don't drink, you know, and drive and be silly. And the last thing I'd like to read to you as a good wish, in 2016, may your neighbors respect you, troubles neglect you, angels protect you, and heaven accept you.
Wow.
You're listening to Out and About with Elaine. I have Mike Catanzaro on board for me, keeping me straight and on the arrow. We're going to take a quick break, and on the flip side, we're going to be talking to Jim Corbin about the weather, the winter weather, and if there's snow in the forecast in the coming week or so. And I've actually asked him to think about a weather phenomena, the best weather phenomena he has ever seen in his career, and also one of the worst phenomena. So you're listening to Out and About with Elaine. Good morning. It's Saturday morning. Up and about. Get your first cup of coffee. I think I'm up to like 2 more. And we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to Out and About with Elaine LaRoche here on AM 1320.
On Monday, January 4th at 6:30 p.m., the Attleboro Public Library Biography Group will hold their next meeting. The book group will be discussing Sally Ride, America's First Woman in Space by Lynn Scherr. New participants are welcome to come and join the discussion. Please register at www.attleborolibrary.org/register or call the library at 508-222-0157.
New Hope will present the 8th Annual Moonlit Wine, Beer, and Food Tasting at Briggs Garden and Home, located on Kelly Boulevard in North Attleboro, on Saturday, January 30th at 7 o'clock p.m. This elegant evening will be staged on a starlit terrace. There'll be a variety of wines, craft beer, and fine foods. However, tickets for this event must be purchased in advance. For more information, visit the web at www.new-hope.org. The year-round farmers market, located at Attleboro Farms on Hickory Road in North Attleboro, has nestled inside for the winter season. Local producers and artisans will be available on Sundays from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. with everything from fresh produce, eggs, baked goods, honey, and so much more. I dare say you can pick up those fresh carrots for Sunday dinner and still be home in plenty of time to watch the Patriots play. What could be better than that, I ask you? For more information, call 508-695-7200. Buy fresh, buy local.
That is Natalie Cole, who had just passed away on Thursday, and that song is Our Love. If you haven't heard that in quite some time, she was just such a superstar, and this Grammy Award-winning star is going to be so missed in our community. We're talking about New Year's and New Year's resolutions. I got to talk to Jim Corbin, too, to find out what his New Year's resolution is, if any.
I know.
You do?
Not predict any snow for this year.
I think he's wishing sunny skies always. That's what he would do. I have to tell you something. I went to see Star Wars last night.
Did you?
Yeah. Did you see it?
No, I haven't seen the new one yet.
Oh, my God. I should. You know what we'll do is we'll wait until after Jim does his segment, and we'll talk about the last 15 minutes. Yeah, it was just, I never realized that there were so many Star Wars, and I have to keep remembering, it's Star Wars, not Star Trek. It's Star Wars. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
People dressed up.
Yeah, people really go all out for that. I remember when the first one that came out in 1977, I was 7 years old.
Wow!
And I went to see that with my father at the cinema. What was the name of the place? I forget. But it was in Warwick, and we went to go see it. It was, and then they had the preludes after that. They had the
right.
Then they had the trilogy, and now they have all these different. There was a few other Star Wars movies that have been out before this one.
Right.
Newer ones.
Yes, but it kind of lost the sense of
the
original Star Wars
one?
Theme. This year, and I didn't see any of them, all right? I went and seen Star Wars and Return of the Jedi, and I hadn't seen the others, right? I seen this one, and it was reminding me of the original Star Wars.
Really? Did they have some of the original characters in it?
Yes, they did.
Because I think Darth Vader's—he's out of it now.
Yes,
he's not the evil guy anymore. They got a new guy that's evil.
Yes, and you'd be surprised to find out who. So I don't think I should tell everybody what it was, but I'm going to say this. If you see it, like I seen it in a regular theater, the 3D one wasn't available till like I did a matinee. It started at 2:15. The 4:15 had the 3D, I guess it was. I think it would have been spectacular. But let me tell you, just seeing it in a theater like that, it was still spectacular. It was spectacular. It was like, it was everything and more. I mean, I would definitely give it 5 stars out of 5. I mean, it was just really very well done, very well done. And I think what happened was... taking film studies, there was a couple of scenes there that I seen a couple of I can't say errors, but there were some things in that didn't make sense. And certainly when you see red in a theater, in a on screen, when you see the color red, whether it be, you know, around a person or on a face, you kind of know that something's going to happen.
Oh, like that they're murder. Evil or something?
Murder. That someone's going to get killed. Oh. So, and that's all I'll say. So if you see the movie, look for the color red, I guess you should say, and you'd be surprised. But anyway, we get back to our lightheartedness show of Out and About with Elaine. And on the line, I think we have Jim Corbin giving us our weather update. Good morning, Jim. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy MMXDI.
MMX. Oh, yes. All right. 2000.
Was that the Roman?
Yeah.
Roman numerals. I always wondered why at the end of most movies or TV shows, that they just don't say what the year is in numbers. They always use Roman, not always, but most of the time they use Roman numerals.
That's true.
Did they use it for Star Wars at the end?
Yes. Yes, they did, as a matter of fact. That was interesting.
But it would have been MMXD, right? Because the movie came out before 2000, before the other day, right?
Yes, that's right. Yes, it did. And it's making millions of dollars all over the world.
I heard a billion now. It just made, just from yesterday or something. I don't know. And again, I've heard that, not to say, but that some well-known character dies in it. So anyway, but that's all. That's all I'll say.
That's right. We're not going to say. Did you see the movie?
Spoiler alert. No, but I've heard that someone did spill the beans about a week ago. Someone on the radio, not here at WARA, but someone on the radio spilled the beans and said one of the well-known characters.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
So anyway.
Yes,
so anyway,
I won't say anything more about it because
I thought
it was well done. And if you haven't seen it, definitely do it. It'll bring you back to the 1970s.
And you think and go to the 3D location?
I would, yeah. I would. Yeah. I'd like to see it again in 3D only because I think it would be spectacular. This movie, just seeing it, you know, like regular theater, yeah. It was spectacular. I can only imagine it would be phenomenal to see it in 3D. So.
Well, I'm glad that that was good for you last evening, and I apologize for not coming in. I didn't get home until about 1 a.m. from the Boston area. So, but maybe if not next week, maybe the week after.
Okay.
I'll come in. There's a possibility. The only reason I say that right now is a possibility. You were asking about, and Mike was asking about when's the next snow, or hoping not for snow. There's a chance that right around this time next week we may be dealing with a snowstorm. So stay tuned on that. But that's a week away. Until then, it's going to be just seasonably cold for the next couple of days for the rest of this weekend. It's tough to figure. This seems almost like a Sunday because of the holiday yesterday, but it is still Saturday, obviously, and we're going to have temperatures reaching the upper 30s. We're going to have a lot of sunshine. That's the good news. By the way, the latest sunrises are taking place this weekend. So if you don't like these dark mornings where the sun seems to take forever to rise, it's going to start going the other way this upcoming week as we start to increase the day length again. And, of course, we've gained almost about 12 minutes now in the late afternoon. Have you noticed, Elaine, as I've always said, you have to do the same thing at the same time. But if you do it late afternoon, right around 4:20, 4:30, you probably now can notice it's actually a little brighter in the late afternoon. Have you noticed?
Yes, I have. Actually, I work till 5, but I have noticed that it's starting to get a little bit lighter.
Yeah.
And I love the shift because now it's going to start getting lighter, lighter,
that's
lighter.
That's why I love, I hate November and December, and everybody knows this, well, not everyone, but a lot of people know because I bring it up often. But even though we do get typically, obviously, the cold and the snow in January and February, just the fact now that the days are getting longer and you have actually more sunshine, that in between the storms that we could get, and again, I think maybe late Friday or Saturday next week, possibility of a coastal storm. Now, it may not be all snow, but who knows. But just the fact that the days now are starting to get longer and you have more sun, that it makes it better in between the bad weather events. So what we're going to have is upper 30s today and tomorrow, maybe a few more clouds at times tomorrow. And then the coldest weather of the season coming up for Monday and Tuesday. However, it still is nothing outrageously cold. We're going to have highs in the mid to upper 20s both Monday and Tuesday with temperatures near 10 at least in the morning.
Wow.
So, cold weather. But again, we had some of that last year. Matter of fact, our first decent snowfall was 1 year ago tomorrow. And then, of course, the onslaught really began late in January. We had about 3 inches of snow in the Providence-Attleboro area on January 3rd last year. We had had almost nothing up until that time, but then we had a couple of minor events, and then finally, of course, the blizzard, which was on the 26th and the 27th of January. So hopefully we won't get something like that this year, but stay tuned on later this week. You want to stay tuned to all the forecasts. And then as we go through Wednesday and Thursday, I think those are the two really nice days this upcoming week. And again, not that today is a bad day, but if you like it somewhat less cold, I think you'll like Wednesday and Thursday and even a portion of Friday before the possibility of stormy weather moves in. And again, it could be a cold, rotten rain, or it could be a snow event. That would be probably Friday night or Saturday. That's why, if it is that bad, that's why I probably will hold off and go in the studio, but maybe the following week. But the point being, we're back into a cold weather pattern, not bitterly cold, but at least typical for January now. And, of course, I'm sure you've heard, Elaine and Mike, that the just-concluded month of December shattered the record for the warmest December, calendar month of December, in recorded history. Just an amazing month, and of course, that is good for some, not so good for others. Of course, the ski areas have not been doing well. Anyone who likes to skate on shallow ponds has not been doing well. Obviously, there's almost no ice. I guess there was someone that fell through some ice yesterday. Luckily, they were saved, but they didn't know what they were doing. Walked on some thin ice, I think in Acton, Mass., and they fell through the ice and were saved, fortunately. You want to be extremely careful if you see any ice this time of the year with a lack of any significant cold. Mm-hmm. That is something that happens every time when you finally get some of the cold weather. And again, fortunately, that person that was a boy in, I think it was Acton, fell through the ice. Luckily, he fell in ice that was in a shallow pond. It wasn't deep, but, you know, he had a minor hypothermia and stuff like that. You want to just be careful on that. But again, in terms of snow, but between now and next Friday night or Saturday, and again, right around now, next week, there's a chance we could be snowing. There's a chance of a few snow showers on Monday as that really cold air moves in, especially out over the Cape and Islands, ocean effect snow, as we call it. That could be an issue there. And it could make it as far west as the Taunton, and even maybe as far west as Attleboro and vicinity. But that would be a fairly minor event in terms of accumulations. But Cape and Islands might have actually a couple of inches of snow Monday as that colder air moves in. The wind will be out of the north-northeast. It's all in the wind direction. And usually our cold winds come in from the northwest, but on Monday and part Tuesday, they're going to come in from the north and northeast. And that means coming right down the coast of Maine and up through the Maritime. So it's going to be a rather cold Monday and Tuesday before we moderate again by Wednesday and Thursday.
Wow. Sounds like we've got a mixed bag of tricks here the coming week, huh?
Well, we always have to pay for it. And it's been, if you don't like cold and snow, it's been a party time for the last couple of months. Of course, we did have a little snow and sleet the other day. In fact, it's classic. Here in Mansfield, there's still patches of snow and sleet on the ground. And sleet is the type of thing that packs down and it stays around longer than snow because it's more of a sort of a ball bearing type of a thing. I talked about this the other day with Dom and Paul. It's stays around longer because it's more of a solid mass. And I still see, as a matter of fact, I'm up here in one of the weather windows and I'm looking out and I can see patches of snow and sleet still around the area, and especially so where it's a little shady by bushes and things like that. And that's what you get with sleet. Which usually isn't as bad in terms of accumulation, but it sticks around a longer time. And so if you're traveling around, you might have seen, if you were north of the Attleboro area, and you might have seen in some video of anything that was going on, still some snow and sleet on the ground. And that's because of that snow, and that sleet has a tendency to stick around longer than an actual snowfall. So the point I'm making, though, is the fact that we have now back to average to now eventually on Monday and Tuesday, below average temperatures, finally, after, again, just it's amazing. I'll end on this. There we go with the famous saying that I like to ramble on.
Nope, that's okay. We're up against a break, though, but that's okay.
No, okay, I'll end up 10 seconds. But we have the coldest part of January and February on record this past winter, February especially, and the coldest on record. And just a few months later, December, the warmest December on record. So we went from one extreme to the other in less than a year.
Wow. All right, my friend,
I've got to run. By the way, my resolution I've always said over the years is that just make sure you see family and friends more than you did the year before, because as each year passes, of course, there's a chance that you might not see them.
That's well said, Jim, and I really appreciate you sharing that. Thank you so much. I look forward
to
chatting with you.
All right, I'll talk to you next week. Yeah, I'll talk to you next week. I'll let you know if I will be coming in. If not next week, the week after that.
Sounds wonderful. Take good care. Happy
okay,
New Year.
Like, Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
Thanks. We'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to Out and About with Elaine LaRoche here on AM 1320.
New Hope will present the 8th Annual Moonlit Wine, Beer, and Food Tasting at Briggs Garden and Home, located on Kelly Boulevard in North Attleboro, on Saturday, January 30th at 7 o'clock p.m. This elegant evening will be staged on a starlit terrace. There'll be a variety of wines, craft beer, and fine foods. However, tickets for this event must be purchased in advance. For more information, visit the web at www.new-hope.org. The year-round farmers market, located at Attleboro Farms on Hickory Road in North Attleboro, has nestled inside for the winter season. Local producers and artisans will be available on Sundays from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. with everything from fresh produce, eggs, baked goods, honey, and so much more. I dare say you can pick up those fresh carrots for Sunday dinner and still be home in plenty of time to watch the Patriots play. What could be better than that, I ask you? For more information, call 508-695-7200. Buy fresh, buy local. The Pawtucket Winter Farmers Market will take place on Saturdays from 9 till 1 p.m., starting November 7th, right straight through May 14th, 2016, at Hope Artist Village, located on Hope Street in Pawtucket. Come light, snow, or shine, the Wintertime Farmers Market will be open. For more information, visit the web at hopeartistvillage.com or simply call 401-312-3850.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine, and that is Natalie Cole, who unfortunately passed away Thursday, and we're paying tribute to her and other great legends. And today I wanted to let you know about the Good Neighbor Energy Fund. I know as the season gets very, very cold, you know, the Good Neighbor Energy Fund is celebrating its 31st annual Give the Gift of Warmth campaign. And last year, they assisted more than 2,000 families in the Attleboro area. And if you are in need of public assistance, please call 1-800-334-3047. Starting on Monday, they will be taking applications for families, and they really would love for you to call in. They do have a surplus of money this year, which is really, really great. And it's here to help all Massachusetts residents. So please, please, if you are in need, if you've lost your job, if you aren't making a lot of money and you need help, there is help available. And it's actually through the Salvation Army, believe it or not. Again, the number is 800-334-3047. Again, it starts on Monday, this coming Monday. And actually, this is interesting. Since the inception of this fund, it collected over $19 million and assisted more than 85,000 needy families since 1985, which is amazing. So again, if you need this, It's an energy fund set up to help all Massachusetts residents, and we encourage you to call them on Monday. The number again is 1-800-334-3047. All right, we've been having fun talking a little bit about New Year's and New Year's resolutions and what's happening and who's doing what, but I wanted to change gears because I actually did see the Star Wars movie, and Mike and I were talking about it a little bit, and Jim Corbin, too, was telling you a little bit, teasing you a little bit about what was going on with that film. And I have to say, it was really fantastic, and I can share with you that all the characters are back.
All of them?
Yes, Luke Every Skywalker.
He must be old.
Han Solo.
He must be old.
They are.
It's supposed to,
Carrie Fisher's Princess Leia is there.
They're supposed to take
Chewbacca is there.
They're supposed to take place 30 years after, was it Return of the
yes.
Jedi? So they must
C-3PO.
Be a little old.
C-3PO, yes, it's,
oh, they're all,
it's great. Yeah, R2-D2.
And I think yeah.
at different times it was well played out. I think George. I really think that
now,
George.
Now there's rumors that Darth Vader is still around. I don't know if that's true or not.
There is a Darth Vader, but it's you'd be
Darth
surprised.
Darth Vader's brother or something.
Well, I can't go into it because I don't want to divulge any information about Star Wars. I encourage
and he's
everybody
not Luke's
to
father.
No, but he is somebody's son. So.
Well, no.
Yes.
That's scary.
Yeah. No, if you have a chance, this is a perfect weekend to get out and about and do some wonderful things. When I was picking up the newspapers on Thursdays and Fridays to find out what was going on the weekend, it was all activities about New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. So today, it's like nothing's happening. But, of course, there's a lot of things happening.
Exactly.
It just wasn't mentioned. So I figured, well, go to the movies. There's a lot of great movies. Another one is Concussion. Will Smith plays this former NBA football player who dies and because he got constant concussions when he was playing head-to-head combat. You know, when you're playing football, they bump heads constantly. That was the thing. And when he died, this forensic surgeon, pathologist, actually scanned his brain and did the pathology and found out through concussion, banging constantly can cause severe head injury. More than
wow.
severe head injury can cause death. And when he brought it to the NFL, it seemed that they were discrediting him and trying to shut down his research. And it's a true story, and it's just really a remarkable story that I want to see.
Is this before they came up with helmets?
No, it's during.
Oh,
it was
wow.
Yeah, when they had the helmets. Now they're new and improved, and they have all these
shock absorber things.
Yeah, right, in the helmets. But before, it was just everybody was banging heads constantly and suffering from the head trauma. And it was really, it's a very interesting story. It brings up a lot of great dialogue, and I can't wait to see it and share that with you. And but boy, our time goes by so darn fast. I have to say, it's just really crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I know we've been playing, you know, Natalie Cole and talking about the weather. We might get hit with our very first major storm at the end of the week, Friday into Saturday.
We'll I'm not ready for that.
We'll just have to see. I actually went out and got one of those scrapers. And I do that every year, and I don't know why I do it every year, but
it's
I
tradition.
Do it every year. I know. It's just really ridiculous. But we're going to play out Unforgettable in just a moment. But before we do, I want to wish everyone a Happy New Year. And if you do, whether you do or not make a New Year's resolution, it's okay. Just I hope you have a better year this year than last year, and want to remind you that Dominic will be back on Monday from 6 a.m. to 10, followed by our good friend Paul Healy from 10 a.m. to noon, and we'll be back next Saturday, God willing, if it's not snowing too bad, at 7 a.m. So we want to wish you all again a very happy new year, and I do have something here that's pretty cool, and I have to wear my glasses because when I printed out this stuff, it came out in 7 fonts, and now I have my new glasses. I can actually read this. But anyway, here's my wish for you. May light always surround you, hope kindle and rebound you. May your hurts turn into healing and your hearts embrace feeling. May your wounds become wisdom, every kindness a prism, and may laughter infect you always. So keep lightheartedness is what they're saying. Again, just to, not to bring you down, but I mean, we've lost Natalie Cole and Lemon Oh my gosh! I just had
Harlem Globetrotter guy.
My Harlem Globetrotter guy. Yeah, it's just really sad, you know.
Yeah.
Meadowlark Lemon died at age 83, and Natalie Cole died when she was 65. So we really are saddened today because of these great people and the actor Wayne Rogers, who played Trapper John. I remember that. I do remember him when he first started playing in MASH. I remember the first with. Gosh, there's so many great actors that played there in MASH.
And I used to watch that show a lot when
all
I was
the
a
time,
kid.
And now it's on every single day, pretty much. That's for sure. But I hope that you have a great week, folks. And you're listening to Out and About with Elaine. And I'm gonna cue up a little bit if Mike can find it. This one song by Natalie Cole and Nat King Cole together. And actually, he had died when she was 11, but through modern technology, they were able to sync his song, Unforgettable, and she was playing live with her orchestra. And the matchup was just unbelievable, and we found it here in the studio, and we'd like to play that out for you in just a moment. And so enjoy the song, and we will see you next Saturday right here with Out and About with Elaine. Make it a great week, everyone.